will hear all about the glories of Sri Ramananda Roy. He was one of the most dear associates of Lord Chaitanya. It's told that Lord Chaitanya had 3.5 very special associates. One was Ramananda Roy, one was Swarup Damodar, one was Sikhi Mahiti, and although nowadays not politically correct, half was Malini, Sikhi Mahiti's sister. So he's one of the most dear associates of Lord Chaitanya. So we're going to hear about him. We'll do some reading because the chapter entitled Talks Between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya is very, very special, filled with unlimited amounts of nectar. You just float in ecstasy when you read this chapter. I'm always praying for this day to come so we can read this chapter. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaparandigam Aradanas Chanandandai Ridamya Che Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vansha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So not far from Puri, there's a place called Alalanath, where we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go during the Anvasara, when Lord Jagannath becomes ill for 15 days, since nobody could see, then Mahaprabhu would go off to Alalanath. In that village nearby Alalanath was the house of Bhavananda Roy. Bhavananda Roy had 5 sons, one of whom was Ramananda Roy. Although he was the son, when they met Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya asked, who is the father and who is the son? Because Ramananda Roy was responsible for bringing his father to Krishna consciousness, so Mahaprabhu made a joke, who's the son and who's the father? And being very... He was born in the Kayasta caste, which is not really Sudra. I'll never understand the caste. Varnashram I can understand. But anyway, somehow Kayasta was considered to be Shudra. So he was considered a Sudra. But he was very, very learned in the science of Krishna consciousness. So much so, and he was very, very organized, very intelligent. So Maharaj Prataparudra posted him as the governor of Madras area, which stretched all the way up to Vidyanagar, which is now in Andhra Pradesh nowadays, but that was considered part of Madras area. And he was posted in Vidyanagar. So we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered Sarvabhauma, who was the greatest scholar of his time, who had Mayavadi leanings, and once Sarvabhauma understood, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and understood the identity of Lord Chaitanya and the actual philosophy that the ultimate truth is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Then he understood the importance of Ramananda Roy. He used to tease Ramananda Roy because he was a Vaishnava. So then he understood. So he told Mahaprabhu, when you go to the south, you be sure to stop and visit with Ramananda Roy. He can discuss Krishna Katha like nobody else. So I believe it was 1510 Mahaprabhu started his South Indian tour. When he got to Vidyanagar, then when he saw the Godavari River, he was immediately reminded of Jamuna. And he went into ecstasy. Then he saw the forest on the bank of the river. He was immediately reminded of Vrindavan. He began to dance in ecstasy. Then he controlled himself. He took bath in the Godavari and sat on the banks of the Godavari and waited, because he knew Ramananda Roy would come. So sure enough, in the evening, with a big procession, because he was the governor of Madras, so the big reception must have been at least 1,000 people in this procession, and many, many Brahmins chanting Vedic mantras, and people with peacock fans. He was seated on an elephant, and they were fanning him with peacock fans. He took his bath, and then he noticed this glowing sannyasi sitting by the river. Immediately he understood that this is none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about whom he had heard. So he immediately went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as they saw each other, their natural love for one another was awakened. And they embraced and bathed each other with tears. They became so ecstatic, they fell on the ground and began to roll on the ground in ecstasy, unable to control their emotions. And all the smarter Brahmins who had come with him, they were astonished. Why this guy? He's a governor of Madras. He's a Sudra. He's touching the sannyasi. This is forbidden. Sudra should not touch a sannyasi. And why he's acting like this, very strange. They were all bewildered. So then Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy came to their external consciousness and realized other people wouldn't understand their emotions. So they calmed themselves down, and they made a date to meet the next day in private. So then this is how the Madhya Leela chapter 8 begins. After finishing his evening bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and waited for Ramananda Roy to come. Then Ramananda Roy, accompanied by only one servant, came to meet him. Ramananda Roy approached Lord Chaitanya and offered his respectful obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. Then they began to discuss Krishna in a secluded place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Roy recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied, "If one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness." Then he quotes a verse from Vishnu Purana. "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of varna and ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four varnas and ashramas." And Mahaprabhu said, "Eho bhaiya." This is external. Not that he rejected, this is a verse from the Shastra, he didn't reject, but he said there's something more important. The Lord replied, "This is external. You better tell me something of other means." Ramananda replied, "To offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection." And he quotes one of our favorite verses. "Yat karosi yat asnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasya sikonteya tat kurushva smadarpanam." Ramananda Roy continued, "My dear son of Kunti, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give in charity, and whatever austerities you perform, all the results of such activities should be offered to me, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And very surprisingly, Mahaprabhu says, "Eho bhaiya." This is also external. This is very surprising. We'll hear. "This is also external," Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Please proceed and speak on this matter further. Ramananda replied, to give up one's occupational duties and Vanashram system is the essence of perfection. Occupational duties are described in religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults, then give them up completely to render service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person is considered a first-class man. Then he quotes our favorite verse, Sarva dharmam paricchaya mam ekam saranam braja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami ma sucha. We know this verse backwards, forwards, upside down, inside out, but Mahaprabhu, we'll read it. As stated in the scriptures, 1866 Bhagavad Gita, after giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if one comes to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and takes shelter, I will give you protection from all life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. After hearing Ramananda Roy speak in this way, Lord Chaitanya also rejected this statement. Now, this is our favorite verse. We quote all the time. This is very shocking. But we're going to see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is up to. Go ahead and say something more. Ramananda then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge, jnana, is the essence of perfection. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochasi na kanchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim lavate param. According to the Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Astonishingly, Mahaprabhu says, after hearing this, the Lord, as usual, said, Eho Baya. This is external devotional service. He again asked Ramananda Roy to speak further, and Ramananda replied, pure devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge is the essence of perfection. Then he quotes a verse from Lord Brahma's prayers in the 14th chapter, Jnani prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam sthane sita shruti gatam tanuvan manobir ye prayaso jito jito pasitais trilokyam. Jnani prayas. Prayas means attempt. Udapasya. On one lecture, Prabhupada says, Udapasya means kick it out. Kick out this endeavor for jnana and karma. Jnanai prabhasam udapasya namante eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya bhartam. Just lead your life, jivanti san mukaritam. Now, in Sanskrit, when a T becomes before an N or an M, it becomes an N. So san mukaritam means sat. Muk we know means mouth. So sat means a devotee, because a devotee is always speaking satya, the truth. Sat mukaritam bhavadiya. This is Lord Brahma talking to Lord Krishna. This is bhavadiya, your bhartam. Bhartam means chats. Just like everybody is all day long busy chatting on Messenger, on WhatsApp, on that one, so many things, Twitter. But Lord Brahma is recommending, what is that? Bhavadiya bhartam. We should hear chats about you. Who from? From the mouths of the pure devotee. This is the most important thing. Mahaprabhu said all these others are bhaya. Because how can we surrender to the Lord? If we don't know who the Lord is, first we have to hear from the mouths of the pure devotees about the Lord. Then we can understand all these other, how to surrender to the Lord. He says, Stane stita srutikatam tanuvan manobir. Stane, remain stita. Just like we've heard in Bhagavad Gita, stita dirmuni, who's fixed. Stane stita, stay in your... Wherever you are, wherever you're situated, whatever ashram or barna, whatever you are, shruti gatam, you go on hearing. Tane tita shruti gatam, tanuvan manobir. This is tanuvan, tan means body, van means voice, and man means heart. This is connection with namanta eva. Offer your respects. Namanta eva, tanuvan manobir. Offer your respects with your body, mind, and heart. Ye prayaso. by this prayas, by this attempt, ajita. You can hear on the lecture recording, Prabhupada say, Krishna is known as ajita. Nobody can conquer God. Anyone can conquer God? No, he's ajita. But if somebody sits down and hears from the mouths of the pure devotees about Krishna, jita, he becomes conquered by such a person. At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, this is right, but still you can speak some more on the subject. So this is the most important thing, is to hear from the mouths of the authorized pure devotees of the Lord about Krishna. Then we can understand how to surrender to God and who to surrender to, first of all. We don't know. Ramananda then replied, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality Godhead is the essence of all perfection. As long as there is hunger and thirst within the stomach, varieties of food and drink make one feel very happy. Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities performed in the course of that worship awaken transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee. Pure devotional service and Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase without delay. Hearing up to the point of spontaneous love, the Lord said, this is all right, but if you know more, please tell me. In reply, Ramananda Roy said, spontaneous loving service and servitude as exchanged by master and servants is the highest perfection. A man becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet create the holy places of pilgrimage. Therefore, what remains to be attained by those who have become his servants? By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent, eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a perfect master? This is a verse from Yamanujacharya, the great acharya in Sri Sampradaya. Hearing this from Ramananda Roy, the Lord again requested him to go a step further. In reply, Ramananda Roy said, loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity is the highest perfection. Neither those engaged in the self-realization of appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, nor those engaged in devotional service while accepting the Supreme Personality Godhead as Master, nor those under the clutches of Maya thinking the Lord an ordinary person, can understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. This is from Bhagavatam. The Lord said, this statement is very good, but please proceed even further. Ramananda Roy then replied, loving service to the Lord and parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage. O Brahmana, what pious activity did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yasoda perform that made the Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, call her mother and suck her breasts? The favor Mother Yasoda obtained from Sri Krishna, the bestower of liberation, was never obtained even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, nor even by the goddess of fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The Lord said, your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after the other, but surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as the most sublime. Ramananda then replied, conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of Godhead. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Lila, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world, Nor was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma resembled the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women, who may be very beautiful according to material estimation. Suddenly, due to their feelings of separation, Lord Krishna appeared amongst the gopis dressed in yellow garments and wearing a flower garland. His lotus face was smiling, and he was directly attracting the mind of Cupid. There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Just like if you have a thimble, you fill it with water, it's full. Maybe just a little bit of water, but it's full. If you have a glass, when you fill it with water, it's full. Maybe a little bit more than the thimble. But if you have a bucket, when it's full, it's full. And if you have a big 50-gallon barrel, when you fill it, it's full. So each of them are full, but by comparative study, so everyone, according to whatever his relation with the Lord, he's satisfied. But if we do comparative study, we'll see something. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand their higher and lower degrees of love. Increasing love is experienced in various tastes, one above another. But that love which is the highest taste in the gradual succession of desires manifests in the form of conjugal rest. There is a gradual order of improvement in transcendental mellows from the initial ones to the later ones. In each subsequent mellow, the qualities of the previous mellows are manifested, counting from 2, then 3, up to the point of 5. In other words, in servitude, there's just this awe and reverence. In fraternitude, we have a little bit of awe and reverence, but now we have this fraternal bhav added. In spontaneous love, the reverence has become even less, but reverence is still there. But more than fraternal, we feel ourselves superior to the Lord. So in this way, each rus becomes includes all the others. So conjugal rus includes all the 5. As the mellows increase, so the taste also increases in each and every mellow. Therefore, the qualities found in Santa, Dasya, Sakya Ras and Vatsalya Ras are all manifested in Madhurya Ras. The qualities in the material elements, sky, air, fire, water, and earth, increase one after another by Gajra process of 1, 2, and 3. And at the last stage, in the element earth, all 5 qualities are visible. Just like in the sky, we have the quality of sound, ethers. Sound is vibrating in the ether. But we cannot necessarily feel or see the sky. It's invisible. Then air, we have touch. In fire, we have sight. But also, we can feel the fire. We can hear the fire. In water, now we have taste. We also have sight. We also have taste. And we also have sound. We can hear the water. Sound of water is very beautiful. And earth, then we have smell. So in the same way the rasas are described like that. Complete attainment of the lotus feet of Krishna is made possible by love of Godhead, specifically Madhurya Ras or conjugal love. Lord Krishna is indeed captivated by this standard of love. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord told the gopis, "The means of obtaining my favor is loving service unto me. And fortunately, you were all engaged. You were all thus engaged. Those living entities who render service unto me are eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world and attain eternal life with knowledge and bliss." Lord Krishna has made a firm promise for all time. If one renders service unto him, Krishna correspondingly gives him an equal amount of success in devotional service to the Lord. According to the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, all as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. It is said in Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna cannot proportionally reciprocate devotional service in Madhurya Ras. Therefore, he always remains a debtor to such devotees. In the famous verse, Na parayeham. When the gopis were overwhelmed with dissatisfaction due to Lord Krishna's absence from the Rasa Lila, Krishna returned them to them and told them, My dear gopis, our meeting is certainly free of all material contamination. I must admit that in many lives it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you because you have cut off the bondage of family life just to search for me. Consequently, I am unable to repay you. Therefore, please be satisfied with your honest activities in this regard. Although Krishna's unparalleled beauty is the topmost sweetness of love of Godhead, his sweetness increases unlimitedly when he is in the company of the gopis. Consequently, Krishna's exchange of love with the gopis is the topmost perfection of love of Godhead. Although the son of Devaki, the Supreme Personality Godhead, is a reservoir of all kinds of beauty, when he is among the gopis, he nonetheless becomes more beautiful, for he resembles a Marakata jewel surrounded by gold and other jewels. Lord Chaitanya replied, This is certainly the limit of perfection, but please be merciful to me and speak more, if there is more. Ramananda replied, Until this day I did not know anyone within this material world who could inquire beyond this perfectional stage of devotional service. Among the loving affair of the gopis, Ramananda continued, Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna is topmost. Indeed, the glories of Srimati Radharani are highly esteemed in all revealed scriptures. Just as Srimati Radharani, Yitha Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopisu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Balava from Padma Puran. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, her bathing place, Radha Kund, is also dear to him. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is supermost and very dear to Lord Krishna. Then the famous verse, Anyaradita Nunam. When the gopis began to talk amongst themselves, they said, Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Please speak on. I am very happy to hear you because this is a river of unprecedented nectar flowing from your mouth. During the Rasa dance, Sri Krishna did not exchange loving fares with Srimati Radharani due to the presence of the other gopis. Because of the dependence of others, the intensity of love between Radha and Krishna was not manifested. Therefore, he stole her away. If Lord Krishna rejected the company of the other gopis for Srimati Radharani, we can understand that Lord Sri Krishna has an intense affection for her. Ramananda Roy continued, Please therefore hear from me about the glories of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs. They are beyond compare within these three worlds. Finding herself treated equally with other gopis, Srimati Radharani displayed her tricky behavior and left the circle of the Rasa dance. Missing Srimati Radharani's presence, Krishna became very unhappy and began to lament and wander through the forest to search her out. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kams, took Radharani within his heart, for he desired to dance with her. Thus he left the arena of the Rasa dance in the company of all the other beautiful damsels of Braj. Being afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and unhappily regretting his mistreating Srimati Radharani, Madhav, Lord Krishna, began to search for her along the banks of the Jamuna River. When he failed to find her, he entered the bushes of Vrindavan and began to lament. Simply by considering these two verses, one can understand what nectar there is in such dealings. It is exactly like freeing a mine of nectar. Although Krishna was in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis during the rasa dance, he still kept himself in one of his transcendental forms by the side of Srimati Radharani. Lord Krishna is equal to everyone in his dealings, but due to conflicting ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani, there were opposing elements. The progress of loving affairs between a young boy and a young girl is like the movement of a snake. On account of this, two types of anger arise between a young boy and girl: anger with cause, anger without cause. When Radharani left the rasa dance out of anger and resentment, Lord Sri Krishna became very anxious because he could not see her. Lord Krishna's desire in the Rasa-lila circle is perfectly complete, but Srimati Radharani is the binding link in that desire. The rasa dance does not shine in the heart of Krishna without Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he also gave up the circle of rasa dance and went to search for her. When Krishna went out to search for Srimati Radharani, he wandered here and there. Not finding her, he became afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and began to lament. Since Krishna's lusty desires were not satisfied, even in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis, he was thus searching after Srimati Radharani. We can easily imagine how transcendentally qualified she is. After hearing this, Lord Chaitanya said to Ramananda Roy, "That for which I have come to your residence has now become an object of truth in my knowledge. Now I have come to understand the goal of life and the process of achieving it. Nevertheless, I think there is something more. My mind is desiring to have it. Kindly explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Also explain the truth of transcendental mellows and the transcendental form of love of Godhead. Kindly explain all these truths to me. But for yourself, no one can ascertain them." "I do not know anything. I am simply vibrate the sound you make me speak. I am like a parrot. Whatever instructions you have given me, I am repeating. I am like a string instrument. Whatever you play, I am playing. I am sound I am making." Mahaprabhu said, "I am just a Mayavadi. I don't know understand these things. I simply float in the ocean of Mayavad philosophy." "Sarvabhauma told me to go and speak to you." And they're just going back and forth. "I'm just a puppet, whatever you..." No, "I'm a Mayavad sannyasi, I don't understand." They're going back and forth. Then Ramananda Roy began to speak on Krishna Tattva. "Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is personally the original Godhead, the source of all incarnations, and the cause of all causes. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, as well as innumerable incarnations. In the material world also there are innumerable universes, and Krishna is the supreme resting place for all of them. The transcendental body of Sri Krishna is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is full of all opulences and potencies, as well as all spiritual mellows. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body, and he is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. In the spiritual realm of Vrindavan, Krishna is the spiritual, ever-fresh Cupid. He is worshipped by chanting of the Kam Gayatri Mantra with spiritual seed Klim. The very name Krishna means that he attracts even Cupid. He is therefore attractive to everyone, male and female, moving and immoving. Indeed, Krishna is known as the all-attractive one. When Krishna left the rasa dance, the gopis became very morose. And when they were grieving, Krishna reappeared dressed in yellow garments. Wearing a flower garland and smiling, he was attractive even to Cupid. In this way, Krishna appeared amongst the gopis. Akila Rasa Mrita Murti, first line of Nectar Devotion. Let Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be glorified. By virtue of his expanding attractive features, he subjugated the gopis, namely Taraka and Pali, and absorbed the minds of Shama and Lalita. He is the most attractive lover of Srimati Radharani, and is a reservoir of pleasure for devotees and all transcendental mellows. Krishna is all attractive for devotees and all mellows because he is the personification of conjugal mellow. Krishna is attractive not only to the devotees, but to himself as well. My dear friends, just see how Krishna is enjoying the season of spring. With the gopis embracing each of his limbs, he is like amorous love personified. With his transcendental pastimes, he enlivens all the gopis and the entire creation. With his soft, bluish black arms and legs, which resemble blue lotus flowers, he has created a festival for Cupid. He attracts Narayan, who is the incarnation of Sankarshan and the husband of the goddess of fortune. He attracts not only Narayan, but also all women headed by the goddess of fortune, the consort of Narayan. Lord Mahavishnu said, I want to see both of you, Krishna and Arjuna. Therefore I have brought the sons of the Brahmana here. Both of you have appeared in the material world to reestablish religious principles, and you have both appeared here with all your potencies. After killing all the demons, please quickly return to the spiritual world. Because even Lord Narayan wanted to see Lord Krishna. He's so attractive. So he stole away the Brahmin's sons. And Krishna and Arjuna had to go there to rescue them. O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kali attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. For this end, the goddess of fortune performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires, observing austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how this serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity. Lord Krishna's sweetness is so attractive that it steals away his own mind. Thus, even he wants to embrace himself. Upon seeing his own reflection in a bejeweled pillar of Dwarka Palace, Krishna desired to embrace it, saying, Alas, I have never seen such a person before. Who is he? Just by seeing him, I have become eager to embrace him, exactly like Srimati Radharani. From Lalita Madhav. Srimananda Roy then said, I have briefly explained the original form of the personality of Godhead. Now let me describe the position of Srimati Radharani. Krishna's unlimited potencies, which can be divided in three main parts. These are the spiritual potency, the marginal potency, material potency, and the marginal potency, which is known as the living entities. Internal, external, and marginal. But the internal potency is the Lord's personal energy and stands over the other two. The original potency of Lord Vishnu is superior, spiritual, and the living entities actually belong to that superior energy. But there is another energy called the material energy, and this third energy is full of ignorance. Originally, Lord Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Therefore, his personal potency, internal potency, has three different forms. Ladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and some bit of cognizance. My dear Lord, you are the transcendental reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Your pleasure potency, existence potency, and knowledge potency are actually all one internal spiritual potency. The conditioned soul, although actually spiritual, sometimes experiences pleasure, sometimes pain, and sometimes a mixture. This is due to his being touched by matter. But because you are above all material qualities, these are not found in you. Your superior spiritual potency is completely transcendental, and for you there is no such thing as relative pleasure and pleasure mixed with pain, or even pain itself. The potency called Ladini gives Krishna transcendental pleasure. Through this pleasure potency, Krishna tastes all spiritual pleasure. Lord Krishna tastes all kinds of transcendental happiness, although he himself is happiness personified. The pleasure relished by his pure devotees is also manifest by his pleasure potency. The most essential part of this pleasure potency is love of Godhead. Consequently, the explanation of love of Godhead is also a transcendental mellow of full pleasure. The essential part of love of Godhead is called Mahabhav, transcendental ecstasy, and that ecstasy is represented by Srimati Radharani. Nobody can have Mahabhav except for Srimati Radharani. Among the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and another gopi are considered chief. But when we compare the gopis, it appears that Srimati Radharani is more important because her real feature expresses the highest ecstasy of love. The ecstasy of love experienced by other gopis cannot be compared to that of Srimati Radharani. The body of Srimati Radharani is a veritable transformation of love of Godhead. She is the dearmost friend of Krishna, and this is known throughout the three worlds. From Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rust. That supreme ecstasy of Srimati Radharani is the essence of spiritual life. Her only business is to fulfill all the desires of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is the topmost spiritual gem, and the other gopis, Lalita, Visakha, and so on, are expansions of her spiritual body. Srimati Radharani's transcendental body is brilliant in luster and full of transcendental fragrances. Lord Krishna's affection for her is like a perfumed massage. Srimati Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of nectar of compassion, and she takes her second bath in the nectar of youth. This is ecstatic. After a midday bath, Radharani takes another bath in the nectar of bodily luster, and she puts on the garments of shyness, which is her black silk sari. She likes black silk sari because it reminds her of Krishna. Srimati Radharani's affection for Krishna is her upper garment, which is pinkish in color. She then covers her breast with another garment composed of affection and anger toward Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani's personal beauty is the reddish powder known as kumkum. Her affection for her associates is sandalwood pulp, and the sweetness of her smile is camphor. All these combined together are smeared over her body. Conjugal love for Krishna is an abundance of musk, and with that musk her whole body is decorated. Craftiness and covered anger constitute the arrangement of her hair. The quality of anger due to jealousy is a silk garment covering her body. Her attachment for Krishna is the reddish color of betel nuts on her brilliant lips. And her double dealings in loving affairs constitute the black ointment around her eyes. The ornaments decorating her body are the blazing ecstasies of goodness and the constantly existing ecstasies headed by jubilation. All these ecstasies are the ornaments all over her body. Also ornamenting her body are 20 kinds of ecstatic symptoms, beginning with Kila Kinchita. Her transcendental qualities constitute the flower garland hanging in fullness over her body. The tilak of good fortune is on her beautiful broad forehead, and her various loving affairs are a gem, and her heart is the locket. Srimati Radharani's gopi friends are mental activities which are concentrated on the pastimes of Sri Krishna. She keeps her hand on the shoulder of her friend who represents youth. Srimati Radharani's bedstead is pride itself, and it is situated in the abode of her bodily aroma. She is also seated there thinking of Krishna's association. Srimati Radharani's earrings are the name, fame, and qualities of Lord Krishna. Wow. The glories of Krishna's name, fame, and qualities are always inundating her speech. Srimati Radharani induces Krishna to drink the honey of the conjugal relationship. She is therefore engaged in satisfying all the lusty desires of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a mine filled with valuable jewels of love for Krishna. Her transcendental body is complete with unparalleled spiritual qualities. If one asks about the origin of love of Krishna, the answer of the origin is in Srimati Radharani alone. Who is the most dear friend of Krishna? The answer again is Srimati Radharani alone, no one else. Srimati Radharani's hair is very curly. Her two eyes are always moving to and fro. Her breasts are firm. Since all transcendental qualities are manifest in Srimati Radharani, she alone is able to fulfill all the desires of Krishna, no one else. Even Satyabhama, one of the queens of Sri Krishna, desires a fortunate position and excellent qualities of Srimati Radharani. All the gopis learn the art of dressing from Srimati Radharani, and even the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, the wife of Lord Shiva, Parvati, desire her beauty and qualities. Indeed, Arundhati, the celebrated chaste wife of Vasishtha, also wants to imitate the chastity and religious principles of Srimati Radharani. Even Lord Krishna himself cannot reach the limit of transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. How then can an insignificant servant count them? Mahaprabhu replied, "Now I have come to understand the truth of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Nonetheless, I still want to hear how both of them gloriously enjoy each other's love." Ramananda Roy replied, "Lord Krishna's dear Lalita, for he can always keep his girlfriends in a subjugated state. Thus his only business is enjoying sense gratification. A person who is very cunning and always youthful, expert in joking, and without anxiety, who can keep his girlfriends always subjugated, is called dear Lalita. Thus, Sri Krishna spoke of the sexual activities of the previous night. In this way, he made Srimati Radharani close her eyes out of shyness. Taking this opportunity, Sri Krishna painted various types of dolphins on her breasts. Thus, he became very expert artist for all the gopis. During such pastimes, the Lord enjoyed the fulfillment of his youth." Mahaprabhu said, "This is all right, but please continue." At that time, Ramananda Roy replied, "I don't think my intelligence goes beyond this." Ramananda Roy sang a song that he composed. "Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us, Purvarag, brought about by an exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually grown, and there is no limit to it. Now that attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It is not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor it is due to me, for I am the enjoyed. It is not like that. The attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as Manubhav or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my body have merged together. Now during this time of separation, it is very difficult to explain these loving affairs. My dear friend, though Krishna might have forgotten all these things, you can understand and bring this message to him. But during our first meeting, there was no messenger between us, nor did I request anyone to see him. Indeed, Cupid's five arrows were our via media. Now during this separation, that attraction is increased to another ecstatic state. My dear friend, please act as a messenger on my behalf, because if one is in love with a beautiful person, this is the consequence." "O my Lord, you live in the forest of Govardhan Hill, and like the king of elephants, you are expert in the art of conjugal love. O Master of the universe, your heart and Srimati Radharani's heart are just like shellac, and now they have melted in your spiritual perspiration. Therefore, one can no longer distinguish between you and Srimati Radharani. Now have you mixed your newly invoked affection, which is like vermilion, with your melted hearts, and for the benefit of the whole world, you have painted both your hearts red with this great palace of the universe. So the nectar just goes on getting thicker and thicker and thicker. I told this. Oh, that Bhavananda Roy was the Mahaprabhu told him you were Pandu and your five sons are the five Pandavas. There's some interesting notes about Ramananda Roy. I wanted to get to the part where he describes what is the greatest pain. He says, separation from, beyond separation from Vaishnava, I know no greatest pain. Who is the most erudite person? That person who knows Krishna Tattva, he's the most. This whole chapter is just filled with nectar. Then there's when Rupa Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya in Puri with Ramananda Roy, and they discuss about his Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. That's also a nectarine description, but I'll leave that for you to relish on your own. Offering millions and millions of obeisances at the lotus feet of Sriman Ramananda Roy. We'll put our voice to rest here. Thank you very much. Is it? Oh, today's also the day the Chaitanya Charitamrita appears. Ordinarily we'd have a big festival in Radhakund at Krishna's Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir, where Chaitanya Charitamrita was actually written. But due to circumstances, we can't have that. So anyway, every day, or actually all day long, 24 hours, we have this Vrindavan TV. You can come here. You can also go to our website. We have no pilgrims. We have no way to raise any money to serve Radha and Krishna, and Radha Shyam Sundar and Krishna Balaram. We've been serving you throughout the year with prikamas and kartik. We serve you prasad, most wonderful prasad, free all month. We have Prabhupada's festival. We have Govardhan Puja festival to serve all of you. All year long we're serving you. Now is your chance to serve Sri Vrindavan Dham. Go to our website and please make a donation to help us continue our service to Sri Sri Gornitai Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, and the actual samadhi of Sri the Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.